Howdy, partners, mommies, daddies, grown-ups, in-betweens, cheering, babies. Welcome back to the Idiotomatic Podcast. I hope to God there's no cheering or babies listening to this shit right now. Honestly, if you have a churred or a baby within earshot, please remove them for their own sake. I'm your host, Aotomatic, a.k.a. Showboatomatic. Wherever this boat goes, we put on a show. You may have seen the show before. I put on the show, hoes be throwing their panties while my diamonds be dancing. You may have seen it. I put on a show this past week, fireworks show. Managed to survive that without Jason Pierre-Pauling my fingers off. But hope everyone else enjoyed their 4th of July holiday celebration, vacation if you had one, weekend, whatever. Hope you had a good time. Hope you enjoyed your break from listening to me talk about bullshit. But you came back, so that's good. Probably says more about you than it does about me. Yeah, today was a sad day. First day back at work. I had to actually put on pants, which sucked. Had to put on shoes. I've been wearing flip-flops for the past week. Today in history. That's a new segment that I'm going to do. Today in history. 1 week ago today in history, I was sitting on the beach drinking White Claws at a pace that my mom did not approve of and did not appreciate, but I had a good time. I had a good time staring at the water and doing absolutely nothing. And this one dude comes down to the beach with a Trump shirt on, a Make America Great Again hat, and a Blue Lives Matter towel. Comes walking down the beach, sits a couple chairs down from us, and I'm sitting there like, who the fuck is this guy trying to impress? Did he come to the beach to like have a political discussion with people or like to have a rally? What the fuck is this guy doing? Put on a bathing suit, you fucking nerd. And he wasn't even using the towel. It was one of those American flag towels with the blue and black stripes in the middle. It says Blue Lives Matter. He wasn't even using the towel to dry himself off. He literally hung it up on his fucking umbrella just to show people like it's a flag. Bro, it's a towel. I know it's got a flag on it. I know you like the police. It's fine. I know you voted for Donald Trump, obviously. Look at you. So did 50 million other fucking people. Chill the fuck out. I'm trying to enjoy my vacation here. But anyway, had a good time. So today, we'll do that. We'll start with that segment. Today in history. Why it's a sad day. Today in history, 5 years ago. NCAA football, EA Sports release NCAA football 14, the last of its kind, the greatest video game to ever exist. It's a sad day. I love that game. I don't care how many times I screamed at the TV, spat at the TV, threw my fucking controller across the room, pitched a petulant, childish fit about this game. I love that shit. Fuck you, Mark Emmert, and fuck you, O'Bannon, and fuck everyone involved in taking it away from me. Let me live my fucking life, people. Please. I've had enough. Let me be happy. Give me my video game. Fucking assholes, man. All of them. Another thing that was stripped away from me, had the national championship in our grasp, let it slip away. Had NCAA football in our grasp, let it slip away. It's a sad day. Today in history, 8 years ago, the Big Three in Miami was announced. Not one, not two. The Big Three in Miami. LeBron did his big media fiasco with the decision. And all of America tuned in to see where this fucking guy was going to play basketball next. Who fucking cares? He's good. We get it. But what an asshole move, you know? But then last week, he sneaks away in the middle of the night, off to Los Angeles. Signed a deal with the Lakers while nobody was looking. Magic Johnson threatened to spit in his mouth if he didn't sign the contract. I'm just kidding. I don't think you can get AIDS from spit. But I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But I'm ready to say it on my podcast. Give you some medical advice. But no, he didn't do his media circus this time. I think he learned his lesson. Somebody that didn't learn from LeBron's dumbassness, Demetrius Robertson. Where you at? Where you at? I thought you committed to Cal, bro. Committed to Cal. He leaves Cal. Oh, I want to thank God. Why do they always fucking do this? I want to thank God first and foremost and my family and friends and the whole Cal Bear Nation. But I've decided to leave all of you and take my talents elsewhere. What the fuck is going on? Why? He's on Twitter hyping up his shit. I'll be making my decision later on next week. Tune in to Chime In Media. Are they allowed to work with these media? Are collegiate athletes allowed to work with media outlets to push their decision on where they're going to commit to next? I checked out Chime In Sports, Chime In Media, whatever the fuck it's called. It looks like my blog from 6 years ago. Piece of shit website. No content. Nothing interesting to say. It looks like a bunch of college kids got together and they were like, hey, Barstool Sports is cool and all, but what if we did our own Barstool Sports? Sorry. I've been drinking red wine, watching The Bachelorette. I took a Z-Quil. So if I fall asleep during this podcast, forgive me, but I'll re-record the rest of it tomorrow. I looked at Chime In Sports. It's a college kid blog run by three or four Alabama students, University of Alabama. I wonder where he could go. I wonder where he's going to go. Let's tune in and find out. Let's tune into this Alabama website. Fuck you, Demetrius Robertson. Go to Alabama. I don't care. I don't want that shit on my team. Don't come to Athens. I want a leader who is committed to the Dogs. Commitment means something still, guys. And please don't go on Twitter talking about where, like, pushing this LeBron shit. Another prima donna on Twitter pushing his media bullshit. Tune in on Monday at 9 p.m. I'm going to make my Supreme Court justice selection. The President of the United States, Donald Trump. What a fucking asshole. What have we not learned here from LeBron? Don't do this shit. And especially not on Monday at 9 fucking p.m. You interrupt my bachelorette one more time, I will fucking have you impeached. You understand? Don't fucking do it again. Quick bachelorette review. Colton is a virgin and the Baja men are still alive. That's all I got. I'll spare you guys the rest of the details. That's all you need to know. One of the guys is a virgin and the Baja men still exist. But then it gets interrupted. Motherfucker shows up. Here's my pick. It's Kavanaugh. Now, Kavanaugh, why don't you go say something? He gets up there, talks for 10 fucking minutes about, oh yeah, I was a judge and my mom was a judge and I like sports and blah, blah, blah. I got a wife and kids. Look at me. Me, I. We become so fucking selfish that we interrupt other people's happiness. Let me have my shit. Let me watch my fucking show. Go stop talking about yourself and go legalize weed, you fucking dickhead. There's work to be done. The show's not fucking over. Whew. When I tell y'all, I was heated. I was fucking heated. But yeah, the show's not over. No way. The goal, the apparent goal, is to undo Roe v. Wade, get rid of abortion altogether, make it illegal to kill babies. So fellas, all my virgin friends out there, get to fucking. D-True, that's you. Get to fucking. So once they get rid of abortions, you're done. We're done. We're all done. We're all done. And fellas, another tip. I know I gave you some medical advice. Here's some financial advice. Invest in condoms and diapers. So when abortion goes away, those are the only two solutions. Wrap it up or buy some fucking diapers for your baby to shit inside of. But yeah. Oh, I learned something. D-True taught me this. We're not calling it pullout. Pullout game is done. We're not pulling out anymore. From here on out, it's called coitus interruptus. It's Latin. We're a distinguished gentleman. We don't talk like animals. We say coitus interruptus. But yeah. And to that guy with the Blue Lives Matter flag, if Blue Lives actually matter, how come people don't call 911 to check up on the cops and their well-being? With Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain dying in the same week, everyone's talking about call your friends, check up on them. They might be depressed. They might be thinking about suicide. Check up on them. Maybe that's all they need. Make sure they don't kill themselves. If that's the case, how come nobody calls 911? Oh, yeah, hey, just wanted to see how Officer Johnson's doing. No, you get arrested for that shit. I'm just kidding. What I was really thinking about, instead of paying attention to this dude who was obviously thirsting for attention, I'm like, what are you so thirsty for, bro? We got a cooler full of White Claw right here. Just grab yourself one. What I was actually thinking about was humpback whales and why they breach and why you don't see many humpback whales on the beach unless something is wrong. You know, they never stop into the beach to say what's up. They're never like swim up on shores. Like, yeah, I figured I'd come see what all the fuss is about. You guys been blowing up these fireworks. I wanted to see what much to do was about. Much ado. I think they breach because of global warming. I think the water temperatures have risen so much that they're down there sweating. And they just want to cool off, so they jump up out of the water, slam back down. Maybe to knock themselves unconscious so they can go to sleep in the heat of the water. Maybe they're just scratching barnacles off their back. I don't know. Maybe they got a nagging girlfriend and they just need to go take a walk. They need to get out of the house for a minute. So they just jump up out of the water. Like, fresh air. I don't know. But that's what I was thinking about. I'll admit. I was also thinking about this. A good way, just talking about Anthony Bourdain, a good way to honor this man and his life is to create a TV show doing what he did best in a different light. So CNN, all my CNN producer friends that are listening, fellow producers, hear me out. It's a show where I travel the world. I go to different hotels, restaurants, places of business, just different worlds, near and far. I can go to gold-plated, luxurious places, or I can go to shitholes, literal shitholes, like in Slumdog Millionaire, where they're standing over a hole and they just shit and then walk away without wiping. I'll go to that too. We'll hit them all. I give a bathroom review at those shitting holes. And Anthony Bourdain would talk to the locals, would talk to the chefs. Maybe I talk to people up under the stall about how their day's going. Maybe I talk to the bathroom attendant who gives you a mint or sells you drugs, sprays you with cologne and then puts soap in your hands, you know? Just give a full bathroom review. The show is called... This is so fucking stupid. The show is called Farts Unknown. And that's trademarked, so don't try to fucking steal it. Hit me up if you think that's a good idea. I think it's a great way to honor our boy Anthony. But I don't know. I'll let you tell me. I think it'd be beneficial to listen to a 5-star podcast producer about your content. But that's just me. This podcast sucks. I am going to go to bed. But I think I covered everything. Talked about my vacation. Talked about politics, sports, video games, Bachelorette, TV shows, whales. I think that's all I want to talk about. Yeah. I'm going to bed. Good night. Goodbye, Felicia.
This podcast was brought to you in part by Borders Bookstores. Recent Georgia law requires you to not touch your phone while driving, but it says nothing about books. So suck on that, Jeff Bezos. Studies have shown that reading increases reading comprehension by over 100%. So come to Borders for all of your reading needs. Paperbacks? We got lots of them. Hardbacks, too. Classic hits such as The Bible. Borders Bookstores, where fun knows no borders.